This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Jeff Nowak, Charlie Long. It's our Bet 365 triple option feature. Jeff, I'll throw it to you first.
Yeah, guys. So, you know, we are still deep in the offseason, but it is about time that we start looking ahead to next NFL season. And Warren Sharp of Sharp Football Analysis put out his own strength of schedule rankings. Now, it's a little different than your typical strength of schedule rankings because the way that typically works is you look at, okay, how did that team do last year? What's their record? And then you factor that into, okay, which teams face what percentage of wins versus losses from last year? The way that Warren Sharp does it is he uses the Vegas over-under total as the win-loss, which I think is a much more realistic way to do it because past performance does not indicate future results. It works for investing. It works for sports, right? So the total that you expect that team to win makes a lot more sense in terms of your strength of schedule. And so where do the Saints rank on that list? We could call it ease of schedule, I guess, in this case, because they have the 29th strength of schedule, meaning they have the third easiest schedule in the NFL next season. So when you're talking about the Saints going into next season, a lot of people expect them to struggle. But you're talking about a fourth place schedule. They have a lot of teams on their schedule that are not expected to do well. Interestingly, if I gave you 10 guesses, you probably would not be able to guess which team has the hardest strength of schedule. And it's another team facing a fourth place schedule, and it's the Giants. Because they play in the NFC East, which might be the best division in football, and they don't even get the luxury of playing against themselves. They have to play the Eagles, Cowboys, and Commanders twice. So they have the Giants, who had the third worst record in the NFL last season, going into next year with the most difficult strength of schedule in the league.
That's tough. The other thing, and Bob always tells me, he said, Mike, you're much better picking the schedule ahead of time than and the win-loss record than I do. One of the things I put a lot of emphasis on, the opposing quarterbacks. When you play in those gunslinger-type guys, and 2 years ago, that was really not on the schedule much for the Saints. That's why we thought, hey, listen, if they don't have a winning record now, you'll never get it the way it's set up. And you were facing a lot of young quarterbacks that were either rookies or in the second year. I do think the quarterback play and has a lot to say about it. And I know it's the total team game, but you can somewhat play, you know, a half-hearted game, and then a quarterback catch you at the end. You know, he makes a couple plays late in the fourth quarter, and he ends up beating you. That's the thing to watch, how the schedule sets up and the type gunslinger quarterbacks that you got to face. Charlie?
Guys, Micah Butel, who does work for College Baseball Central, posted, if the season ended today, I know there's two weekends left in SEC play, the SEC baseball tournament in Hoover, Alabama, LSU would be the four seed in this bracket. And it's a new bracket, guys. You know, Steve and I talked a little bit about this last night, that with Texas and Oklahoma added into the mix, it's different than it was in years past. Years past, it used to be 12 teams make it to Hoover, and the first round was like a single elimination game, and then it goes into a double elimination bracket. This year, all 16 teams from the SEC will make it, and it's just single elimination across the board. So in this format, LSU, who has a 15-9 SEC record, tied with Georgia, but Georgia owns the tiebreaker. I'll get to that in just a second here, would have a double bye into the quarterfinals of the SEC tournament, which would be pretty cool. But at the same time, you know, you'd be playing potentially Vanderbilt, who is the 5 seed right now. Now, going back to, you know, the tiebreakers, Georgia gets the 3 seed over LSU because it goes to common opponents. The 3 common opponents between Georgia and LSU this season were Auburn, Texas, and Oklahoma. Georgia went 5-4 against those teams. LSU went 4-5. So LSU right now, if the season ended today, would be the 4 seed in the SEC tournament and getting a double bye in Hoover.
Guys, we brag a lot about state of Louisiana and how many players from this area, you know, get drafted into the NFL. And it's just amazing to me. This sort of drop of a dime state produces so much NFL talent. And this year again, per capita, Louisiana finished number one. They actually had 10 NFL players drafted that grew up in the state of Louisiana. Of a population of, you know, 4.6 million people. And they that means for one NFL player per 465,776 people, which, man, that's impressive. Georgia finished second. Now, their population is over 10 million. And pressing the 11 mark, they had 22 NFL players. So that's one NFL player per 486,905 individuals in Georgia. You couldn't guess the number 3 spot. Montana.
Whoa.
Now, here's the thing. Montana has a little more than 1 million people that live in it. They have 2 NFL players drafted. So that means you got one NFL player per 542,113 people. And then Alabama's in the 3rd spot with 9 players, one NFL player per 558,253. But you think about it. 3 states in the South, Louisiana, Georgia, Alabama, they finished 1, 2, and 4. But Montana slipped the wild card in there and got in there because they got 2 people with a little over 1 million people living in the state of Montana. That's it for our Bet 365 triple option feature.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.